A new melacha, melachas melaben, perek yud gimel. Melaben means to clean, to make white. The melacha is, a person has, the of melacha is, in the Mishkan, when they had tzemeh, wool, which came off the sheep, it's very dirty, they had to go and clean it in order to make it white. Melachas melaben is to clean. So if Aleph, kibbutz begodim, to go and wash clothes. And the chabe says a beged chayev chatas. Somebody washes a beged is chayev chatas. Va'av kasheinim a chabe says kol a beged. Even if you don't wash the whole beged. Rak chelek mimenu, even apart from it. Kogoyin shemesi mimenu ketem. You go and take off a stain. Either chayev chatas. Your chayev chatas. That means a person takes off a stain. A person's got a stain on his beged. And he goes and cleans it. It's chayev chatas because he did a malacha from Melaben. So if base. Bechitzas rehitim vadochas kelim. Person washing furniture or cleaning, washing up kelim. Ein iso kibos bekelim. There's no iso to go and wash a kli. Ay bechal davar ha'asui michoy mekoshah. Any substance which is hard, there's no problem from libun. Libun is only by soft, like a beggar. We'll see more about it in the next ifim. But I call upon him, hard substance is no problem from libun. L'chein muta l'chot rahit. You're allowed to wash furniture. Ha'asui me'et, which is made from wood. U'ladiach kelim, you're allowed to wash kelim. Afim shafshafam, even if you go and rub them. Manaka oisam hetev, and you clean them very well. There's no problem from libun with furniture and kelim. Se'ev gimel, kibus orot, to go and clean leather. Asur lachabes orot. You're not allowed to go and clean and to wash leather. Da'ainu she'asur l'shafshef b'yadav. You're not allowed to rub it down with your hands. Oibah mivreshet. All to do it with a brush. As a oh, the leather. Amanot l'akoyse mikton matzvukim boy. In order to go and clean it from the stains which is on it. Afilo or kosher, even if you had hard leather, yesh boy iso kibbutz. The Mishnah Berurah, the Be'alacha brings down that the iso to wash, even if it is hard leather. But the halacha is, we'll learn later on, you're not allowed to go and rub it. But if you go and soak it in water, even though by normal begodim, we say you're not even allowed to soak them. By leather, you're allowed to soak it, but you're not allowed to rub it. We'll see Be'ezus Hashem later on about that.